Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue to investigate lies in our textbooks. Today we will be talking about the right for Muslim to have their own states. You know, when the textbook introduced our student to the subject of the right of the Muslims to own their own state, the textbooks, which obviously written by some Muslim, present this request of Muslim to be a positive thing. Muslim have the right to exist in some part of the earth and they have their own state. And when our student hears this fact, they will have the compassion and the love for the Muslim, especially after they have been brainwashed with many other lies throughout the years. For the student believes that Islam is love, Islam is peace, Islam is equality of life, Islam is justice, Islam is all these propaganda lies which we already insert into their heart and mind and soul. So if Islam is all the good thing we hear about in our textbooks, why shouldn't Muslims have their own state where justice prevails? But the reality is, that's not what happens when Muslims have their own state. For instead of there is justice, there is injustice. For instead of there is love and peace, there is hate and terrorism. For terrorism only flourishes in a country when Muslims have their own state. A good example of that is what is happening in India. And the textbooks here give us an essay which is written in the 1930s by a Muslim Indian who is asking the people of India to be united. And the reason the textbook gives the right for Muslims to exist in their own state in India is the existence of the homogeneous group among Muslim Indian, which does not exist among any other group in India. And what is the result of this wonderful request of the existence of a Muslim state in India? We ended with the country of Pakistan. And you know what is Pakistan? That is a large Muslim terrorist country, which we cannot talk about here in America, because simply these are the people which we call our ally. We send to them billions of dollars every year because we lie to ourselves. We are literally deceiving ourselves to assume that we have any allies among all Muslim countries. Not Saudi Arabia, not Pakistan, not Turkey, not Iran, not Egypt, not Libya, not any Muslim country. You can keep deceiving yourself by making this illusion that there will be a peaceful relationship or a unity between Muslim countries and America. But the answer is you're dreaming. Because the simplest verse in the Quran, chapter 5, verse 51, Allah said, do not take the Jews and Christian for friends. And Muhammad said, do not initiate peace with Jews and Christian. The only way Muslim countries can be our allies and our friend is when America becomes a Muslim state. Now let us listen to the lie for today, which sadly is taught to our children in our public schools. For we read
from the textbook World History, published by Thompson, Wadsworth, copyright 2004, on page 663, an essay, A Call for a Muslim State, a December 1930 speech by Muhammad Iqbal to the All India Muslim League. What I mean to say is that Muslim society, with its remarkable homogeneity and inner unity, has grown to be what is under the pressure of the laws and institutions associated with the culture of Islam. Even the Hindus do not form a homogeneous group. The Muslim demand for the creation of a Muslim India is, therefore, perfectly justified. India is the greatest Muslim country in the world.
Now I'd like to read you the response from Citizens for National Security, for they stated, by resorting to this essay, the textbook writer find yet another way to put down another religion, in this case, Hinduism, and build up Islam. The speech also appears to offer a justification for carving out an Islamic state whenever there is a sufficiency of numbers of homogeneous Muslims. Hitler made similar argument about the German people's right to land. The speech was given during the British rule in India when the British were contemplating granting India independence. When the British withdrew in 1947, they did grant separate Muslim state, Pakistan. That nation has become a major base of terror. Recall Osama bin Laden's violence against Pakistani neighbors and its own citizens. As you go online, there are hundreds of articles, lots of material are written about the persecuted people of India. And all these articles are in agreement, except the one which is written by Muslims. For Muslim makes himself as victim to persecution in India. But the reality is, Muslims are the one who victimize the rest of the people of India, simply because the rest are infidels. And Muslims practice the teaching of their Allah and the teaching of their Muhammad, which taught them to hate and to kill Indian. Even 1440 years ago, as you will see in the next few minutes. For we read from the website themuslimissue.wordpress.com. When India was partitioned and Pakistan came into existence as an Islamic state, those Hindus who were inhabitants of those parts of India which became Pakistan were allowed to live in that country as a minority. At the time in 1947, they were 15 to 20% of Pakistani population. But in the last 58 years, they have been reduced to 2%. Where did they all go? Either they have been converted or murdered. Not only Hindus were murdered, Pakistani launched a campaign against their own people of the eastern part of the country because they were Bengali-speaking people. And that's why they were termed as kafirs, infidels. They were butchered in state-sponsored jihad as in the country of Sudan. Their women were raped to make the next generation's blood pure. Now, the same thing is happening in Bangladesh. There also Hindus have been murdered. Their women have been raped and were forced to leave their properties. These are some instances to reveal the hypocrisy of Islam. The real problem is to take these problems in selective manner. If threat has come to my house, then it is a threat. If it affects others, we do not have to worry about it. But we should not forget, if we allow some atrocities to happen in our neighbor's home, then certainly the next target will be our own home. Collective efforts are needed from all cultures which are victims of jihad to keep away their apprehensions to each other and try to feel others' pain as their own. There is so much violence in India by Muslims against the rest of the people of the land. And when you ask the question why Indian Muslims are terrorizing and killing other people in India, the answer that Muslims give is that they are reacting to what Indians have done to the Muslims. But in reality, this is just a lie. Why? Because none of the Indians have done anything to the Muslim. The spiritual culture in India is very open. People there are not persecuted for whatever gods they choose to worship. But the problem in India is among the Muslims who persecute all other people for not worshiping Allah, the God of Muhammad. They believe that any non-Muslim are kafirs, infidels, and they must be put to death. Then we ask some of the following questions. What did any non-Muslim infidels do that causes Muslims to terrorize and kill since the advent of Islam till today? Why did Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, kill, loot, and order his followers to kill non-Muslims? Why did Allah order Muslims to kill non-Muslim in the Quran? Did they all attack Muslims? If we go through historical evidence, the obvious answer to these questions will be a big no.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
From the history of Indians, war in India was never fought for religious reasons, but there were some incidents where Indians were united to fight Muslims as a defense and reaction to what Muslims have done to them. What's holding the peace in India between Muslim and non-Muslim is the existence of the police. That's why I see on a video on YouTube. In the video, the Muslim leader said, remove the policeman for 15 minutes and I will show you what is ethnic cleansings, which means literally the Muslim in India are terrorizing Indian by letting them know if it was not for the policeman, they will perish in no time at all. After seeing a man like this on this YouTube video, you will know that this is how the true Muslims speak. It doesn't matter which country, it doesn't matter in which language. For those Muslims who believes in Allah and in His Word and in His Prophet Muhammad, all have one belief, and their belief is to kill all non-Muslims. When we ask the question, why Muslims hate America? Why Muslims in the Muslim world think of America to be the great Satan? The answer will be because we support the small devil, Israel, or because of our existence in the Holy Land of Saudi Arabia. But in reality, Muslims attack and kill all people all over planet Earth. In all over the 57 Muslim countries, Muslims persecute and kill the minority there. Even here in the West, Muslims persecute their own children who leave Islam and they kill them, which is known as honor killing. It doesn't matter what country you go to, if Muslims are majority, there will be persecution. And there you see Muslims killing non-Muslims. This is the reality of Islam. As in the case of India, why are Muslim Indians killing non-Muslim in India? This go back to the teaching of Allah in the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith. Amazingly, there have been specific Hadiths written that is the saying of Muhammad just for the Indians. For we read Muhammad saying, two groups among my people would be such to whom Allah has freed from the fire. He meant the fire of hell. One group would attack India, and the second would be those who accompany Isa, son of Mary. But did you notice the first group? Those who go and engage in war and take over the land of India. Why did Muhammad hate the Indians? Did any Indians live in Mecca and persecute Muhammad? No. Did any Indian kill or attack any Muslim? No. This is Muhammad's goal, the work of Satan through this man who claimed to be a prophet. He wanted his people to attack the whole world, simply because that is the goal of Satan, to kill and to destroy and steal. And what a great way for Muhammad to incite his people to go to attack India, to take over this huge piece of land with millions of people living there. He promised his wonderful Muslim believers, if you go to India, attack the Indian, you will not see the fire of hell. How about this next hadith? Here is another statement by Muhammad concerning his inciting his people, the Muslim believers, to go in war against the Hindus. He said, definitely, one of your troops would be in war with Hindustan. Allah would grant success to those warriors as far as they would bring their kings by dragging them in chains, and Allah would forgive those warriors. Here we go. Allah will give victory to the Muslim who will attack the Hindustan people. They will drag the kings in chain and they will receive forgiveness for their sin. And that was a great encouragement for the loving Muslim people to go and engage in war with the Hindus people. Guys, this is not 1930. This is 1440 years ago, where Muhammad was inciting his people to go and attack the Indian people. That is the heart of Islam from day one. The problem is we in the West here are so ignorant of Islam, are so ignorant of Muhammad, are so ignorant of the history of Islam, that we see some people in Pakistan, they are writing an essay asking for the right to have the Muslim state of Pakistan. And because we got so many liberal ignorant in this country, they will bring this essay to our students in our public schools as the right of the existence of Muslim in their own land. Because we think that Muslim state is a wonderful thing. No, it is not. That's why we got Pakistan as a state of terrorists. And we give billions and billions of dollars every year to feed the Pakistani. And in the end, we have a great enemy who is sucking our blood. We have to borrow money to feed the Pakistani who hate our guts. And the proof is they kept Bin Laden there for 5 or 6 years. And we do not have the guts to charge this government with a crime of helping Osama Bin Laden and millions of others against us. Even when they arrested the doctor who helped us to capture Osama Bin Laden and put him in prison, Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, and all the smart and intelligent people we have in our country could not stop them from doing so. Do you think anybody else will help us in Pakistan in the future to capture or to get rid of any of the evil Muslims? Of course not. They know where they will end up. They will be put in prison, like this great doctor who helped us to capture Bin Laden. Why are Christians in Egypt fighting day and night, dying in the streets of Egypt now, for refusing the existence of Muslim state in Egypt? It is the same thing. Maybe if we'll write about it next year in our textbooks, we will teach our students in America that the Muslim have the right to have their own state in Egypt. After all, there are 80 million Muslims live there. But the reality is, whenever there is a Muslim state, there will be poverty, there will be injustice, the minority, men will be killed, women will be raped, ethnic cleansing always take place in the existence of Islamic state. As it was the case for the non-Muslim in Pakistan, their number was reduced from 20% to 2%. This will be the same in Egypt. And believe it or not, if we allow this to take place in all these Muslim countries, the day is coming when Muslim in America will do the same thing. Their numbers will grow. They will practice Islamic law, Sharia, in America. That is the practice of Islam. And that is the goal of Islam for planet Earth. We already have videos all over the internet where Muslims say that the day will come where the Muslim flag will fly over the White House. That is the same flag the Muslim raised in the American embassy in Cairo. It's a very simple flag with the statement, "There is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger," on it. Muhammad said he was commanded by Allah to engage in war with people until they testify to the fact there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Muslim will fight us here in America until America becomes a Muslim state. And when America falls under Islam, that will be the end of life on earth, for the entire world will be ruled by Muslim. You may think this will never happen, but here is the fact. Here is the sad news. The longer we will be ignorant of Islam, the longer Muslim will indoctrinate our children in our public schools by the propaganda Islam, like we're reading here. It's time for us to learn the truth about Islam and share it with others. That's why we are here in this broadcast, revealing the truth about Islam. That is the truth. Indian Muslims sought a Muslim state, and they got the Pakistani terrorists, who are nothing but true Muslims, as they practice the teaching of Allah in Quran chapter 33, verse 26 and 27. They are killing men, raping women, kidnapping children, taking homes and land and money. Read the Quran so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And to learn more about lies in our textbooks, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.